This next round gets to what I call the financial trauma. Sometimes it shows up in our debt, and sometimes it shows up in our lack of savings or net worth. We often have a past situation involving someone else that has caused our debt. So the previous round was feeling like it was our fault. This round, I want you to really tune into someone or something that caused this debt situation or made it worse. What I call a financial trauma is when there was a past situation like a bankruptcy or a business deal gone bad or a divorce or some kind of thing that wronged you and created this debt is an extremely important event to tap on. As a matter of fact, if it gets very strong in this round, you want to use one of the other tapping techniques like the movie technique or the tell the story technique to reduce the intensity around whatever incident happened. So when you think about your debt, I want you to tune into the words and say it out loud. It's so unfair. I'm so angry. And again, we're not focusing on ourselves. We're focusing on other people or situations that come up when we say it's so unfair. So someone else or something that's contributed to our debt. Really important to tap on all of these emotions. Karate chop point. Even though I have this debt, and it's so unfair, I am so angry at them. And still angry at myself. I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though I have this debt, and I am so angry about it, and it's justified anger, it feels so unfair. I choose to accept all of my feelings about it. Even though I have this debt, and it's really bringing up anger, I profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Eyebrow point. It's so unfair. Side of the eye. And it's too late now. Under the eye. I'm so angry. Under the nose. This anger about my debt. Chin point, this anger at them. Collarbone point, this anger at me. Under the arm, this anger at them. Top of the head, it's all their fault. Eyebrow point, I should be so much further ahead right now. Side of the eye, it feels like I can never catch up. Under the eye, and it's all their fault. Under the nose, all this justified anger. Chin point, it's really helping with my debt. Collarbone point, it sure feels like I'm holding them accountable with my anger. Under the arm, because I am really angry. Top of the head, it's sure teaching them a lesson. Eyebrow point, but it's costing me energy. Side of the eye, all this old anger. Anger about the past. Under the eye, I get why I have it. Under the nose, because it's so unfair. Chin point, this is justified anger. Collarbone point, but it's draining me. Under the arm, and it gets triggered every time I think about my debt. Top of the head, it's really draining me. and take a nice deep breath. And remember that anger is a very powerful emotion, and it's a great emotion because it's honoring that something unfair happened to you and you deserved better. And it's especially important to really tap a lot on your anger when the person that was involved in something in the past with you that you might be angry at never apologized, never validated how they wronged you, never said they were sorry, and never made it right. We will carry that anger because it's a way of honoring us. But the reality is the anger is keeping us stuck, and it's actually holding on to that evidence in our life that we were wronged. So even though it was unfair and it's justified, when we voice it this way, the anger will come down a little bit easier so that you get your energy back and you can stop focusing on the past. So I want you to really write down in the workbook the thoughts, the feelings, or the events that are coming up that could be connected with that much anger, and really keep tapping until your anger comes down to a 2 or a 1. You don't want to gloss over this. The anger wants to be voiced, and it won't come down until it's voiced. I also want you to notice that as the anger comes down, we often have sadness coming up. And so if sadness comes up, which is a sense of loss and everything you lost because of that event, you want to continue to tap on the sadness, honoring the sadness until that comes down as well. This next round is the power reframe, and we're going to bring in two ideas. The idea that somehow we have a part in creating this pattern in our life of this thing that feels very unfair to us. So we're going to bring in releasing the creation of a pattern in our life that makes us feel like a victim. We're also going to use a process that's designed to take that person or event from the past and make it quieter and more distant. Starting on the karate chop point, even though I still have this debt and it's still unfair, and I'm angry at myself and them, I'm open to recognizing that I am creating this pattern over and over. I choose to release this recurring pattern in my life for my highest good. I choose to release this recurring pattern in my life that leaves me feeling like a victim for my highest good. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, and I am now moving forward. Eyebrow point. All of this anger I've held. Side of the eye. It feels like I'm holding them accountable. Under the eye. But it's only costing me energy. Under the eye. There they are. Under the nose. They really wronged me. Chin point. I'm choosing to see them. Collarbone point. As quieter and quieter. Under the arm. And further away from me. Top of the head. It's been really important to remember all of this. Eyebrow point. But I'm just choosing to let them go. Side of the eye, let all of this go. Under the eye, from my life. Under the nose, for my highest good. Chin point, I choose to release this conflict for my highest good. Collarbone point, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. under the arm. I don't know where they are. Top of the head. But I don't really care. It's in the past. Eyebrow point. And I'm moving forward. Side of the eye. I could turn around me and look behind me. Under the eye and see this old past event. Under the nose, fading behind me quieter and quieter. Chin point. Or I could turn around and look forward. Collarbone point. And move towards my future. Under the arm. My financially abundant future. Top of the head. This old thing, this old person, they can't stop me. I'm moving forward. And take a nice deep breath and notice any thoughts or inspirations that come up when you do this power reframe. And really think about the idea that on some level, we've attracted patterns of people in our life that bring up anger and unfairness. And if we can choose to let go of the whole energy of that, we really make a major shift.